So this morning we are celebrating the feast day of St. Jerome. St. Jerome, who is a doctor of the church. You know you are big time when in St. Peter's Basilica, so in the Vatican, St. Peter's. Have you ever seen pictures of St. Peter's? You know the famous Holy Spirit window in the back? It's an oval window and it's got this, it's gold and orange and with these rays coming out from where the Holy Spirit is. And below it is this gigantic chair, which represents the chair of St. Peter, the teaching authority that St. Peter has. And holding up the chair are four figures. And these are St. Augustine, St. Jerome, St. Athanasius, and I forget number four off the top of my head. I should know that off the top of my head. But anyway, you know you're big time when you're one of the four holding up the chair of St. Peter, right? So that's got to be worth something. So, who was St. Jerome? He was in the late 300s. He was born in Dalmatia, which is in current day, it's current day Croatia, if I'm not mistaken, which was part of the Roman Empire. So he was a Roman citizen. He was born a pagan. He was highly educated. He was a brilliant linguist. He studied languages. He loved Latin poetry, he loved rhetoric, so he was this highly cultured man of the arts. And he had a superficial conversion when he was young, so he became quote-unquote Catholic, but he probably went to Sunday Mass and stuff, but he wasn't on fire for his faith. And apparently there's a story which goes like this. Apparently, because he was big into reading all the Latin writers, all the famous Latin writers, and one night Jesus appeared to him and said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm a Christian." And Jesus says to him, "Liar! You are a Ciceronian," because he loved reading Cicero. That shook him up. Why would he love Cicero more than sacred scripture? Well, Cicero is beautifully and artistically written. Sacred scripture, the Latin was not that good. The writing style is very simple. It's not a great work of literature, quote unquote, although the King James English version qualifies as a great work of literature, but the way the language was written, it was written very simply. And he, for all that he was a Catholic, he admired all these great, it would be like comparing Father Eric and Julius Caesar. I might be speaking the gospel truth, but I don't say it the way William Shakespeare. I might be speaking the gospel truth, I might even be right and Shakespeare is wrong, but he's going to say it way better than I do. That's just the way it is. So that's the way that St. Jerome was when he was this young man. But he did convert. And he eventually went into the monastery, into the desert, joined a monastery in Syria. He was a disciple for a while of St. Gregory Nazianzen, also another church father. And he eventually dedicated 30 years of his life to translating the Bible from original languages. So he was an expert in Hebrew and Latin and Greek, and I don't know if he probably picked up some Aramaic along the way. And came up with the first really good translation of the Bible into Latin. And, probably for roughly 1,500 years, the church was using that translation, maybe with a couple modifications here or there. But, I would consider it that I had done a good day's work if I put out a translation that the entire Catholic Church used for 1,500 years. So he's got that going for him. He used to butt heads with St. Augustine when St. Augustine was a young man. St. Augustine came a little later, but they overlapped. But by the end, once they had a common theological enemy, they became best of theological buddies. So he became friends with somebody who was considered to be the greatest theologian of all time up until possibly Thomas Aquinas. So here's to St. Jerome. What are your takeaways gonna be? I don't know, but we're going to give you something we'll give you a takeaway now. And one of his famous expressions is this: Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Probably I should have started my homily there, but I didn't. Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. And he made sure that he read and memorized and loved and lived sacred Scripture inside and out. As Catholics, we can always challenge ourselves. How well do I know Scripture? Because if I don't know sacred Scripture, I'm really not going to know Christ deeply. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.